From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and of course, many other platforms that we have as well. We welcome you to the show on a day when we celebrate the third jewel of the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes, and it is now T37 and counting. Yes, 37 minutes until the first race goes at Saratoga today on Belmont Stakes Day. We welcome you to the show. We cover, of course, the great racing, sport of kings, fabulous horse racing, Las Vegas style. We welcome you to the show. We come to you, as I say, from the South Point studios here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital, and of course, covering all of the other platforms as we do. Folks are running around town this morning. They're listening to us on our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android. Got that covered with the apps. The KSHP app, of course, you want to listen to us. The YouTube app, if you want to listen and see us on the South Point Studios streaming network. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this Belmont Stakes Day, and Mother Nature is flirting with us today, because right now, 65 degrees, cloudy with a 7% chance of rain coming in at Saratoga. Throughout the afternoon, it'll get up to 71 with a 15% chance of rain. And then in the evening, right around the time they'll be running the Belmont Stakes, which is post time a little after 6 o'clock Eastern time, 3 o'clock our time here in Las Vegas, they say it's a 1% chance of rain with clouds. And then, of course, overnight, 58 degrees and a 58% chance of rain. What that tells us is there is another front moving through. We hope it is as slow as they are predicting so we can get through today's Belmont Stakes Day. A big card, 14 races. 9 stakes races. We're going to cover them all with our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo. And, of course, Rich Eng will be in with a pick or two. Jerry J's picks as well. And, of course, we'll have just take care of all the business going on. It is now 35 minutes to the first post as we see it. First race there, the three-horse general partners is a big favorite right now, 3-2. And they say the track is fast, the turf is firm. So let's keep it that way. As far as what happened yesterday at Saratoga, quickly, first race, Irad Ortiz Jr. and Todd Pletcher got together to win the opener at 11:20. Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado got together to win the second race, paying $6.70. And then Irad got his second win of the day in the fourth race with John Terranova's winner, the favorite at $4.70. And then, of course, we get to the stakes races yesterday. In the seventh race, however, Irad Ortiz Jr. Got his second win, his third win of the day, I should say. Todd Pletcher's second win of the day. They coupled together to get two on the day yesterday before the seven races were over. Jerry Jackowitz's reverse play hit yesterday in that seventh race. You remember we were trying to tell you that there was a big prohibitive favorite in that race. We were looking for a long shot to try to make chicken feathers out of chicken soup. Well, the favorite did win, but the reverse came into play when the key horse that we picked, which was a longer price, finished second. That exacta paid $8.80 for a buck. The dollar trifecta with the link-ups as well paid $25.50. Junior Alvarado and Bill Mott scored for the second time on the day in the eighth race with Jefferson Street at $7. And then the storm came in. It started raining. It got real bad there. But then it cleared out right away. It was like a half an hour, maybe... I don't know, maybe 20 minutes of real storm, and then it cleared out. And then we ran the last four races were stakes races yesterday. Three of those last four were on the turf, but it turned out to be okay. In the Intercontinental at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course, the winner was Future Is Now, who won in a driving finish. Paco Lopez for Mike Trombetta, paying $22.80, outrunning Roses for Deborah, who fell just short, couldn't get there in the time. Time was running out for the winner, but got there in the nick of time. Roses for Deborah finished second, and Coffee Maker was third. In the $500,000 Just a Game, you remember that's the race that Chad Brown had five of the seven starters. Brown did finish first and second. He won with Chili Flag with Irad Ortiz Jr. He also ran second with White Beam. That was Irad's fourth win of the day, paying $10.40, and Mission of Joy finished third in that one. In the New York Stakes on the Mellon Turf Course at 1 3/16, the winner there was Didia, and again in a driving finish, Didia with Jose Ortiz Jr. Jose Ortiz for Inicios Carrias paid $20.60, outrunning Nietzsche Marie and Warlike Goddess. And in the big race of the day, the Acorn for the three-year-old fillies, just FYI, went out right for the lead and wanted to take it right to Torpedo Anna. Torpedo Anna was sitting second, stalking the leader down the backstretch. The rest of the field was pretty well strung out behind them. And then when they hit the far turn, Torpedo Anna kicked it in, drew alongside Just FYI. They went stride for stride for about four strides, and then Torpedo Anna just pulled away and destroyed the rest of the field. Torpedo Anna in a runaway under Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak wins. The Acorn paying $3.50 as the favorite. Oaks winner, the Kentucky Oaks, and now the Acorn winner, Torpedo Anna. Leslie's Rose picked up the pieces for second, and Power Squeeze finished third. Just FYI, just ran out of gas and just finished up the track being eased up. Pick six yesterday paid $10,741.50, and that's the way it went yesterday, Acorn Day. at Belmont Park. Well, we got a lot to cover today. By the way, yesterday at Santa Anita, I do want to make one note. Yesterday at Santa Anita in the seventh race, if you didn't see the race live, do yourself a favor, and watch this race on the replay today. The seventh race at Santa Anita had an 8-horse field, and at the wire, there were 6 horses across the track in a photo finish for the win. From the first place finisher to the sixth place finisher in that photo was about no more than a half a length to 3/4 of a length. It was a blanket, crazy, a chorus line finish in that seventh race yesterday at Santa Anita. They ran the 6 furlongs in that race on the turf in 108.40. They were cooking yesterday on the grass, especially in that seventh race yesterday at Santa Anita. Got to watch that replay, that's for sure. Hey, the pick 6 yesterday at Santa Anita paid $55,415.80. Big price there. And the biggest priced winner of the day paid $35.80. There were a lot of middle priced winners on the card. The win prices went from a filthy $240 to win to $35.80 yesterday at Santa Anita. Enough said about that. We now have 29 minutes to go until the first race at Saratoga on Belmont Stakes Day. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the weather looks just fine. We got to get started on the show, though, so we'll go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going across all of the stakes races, all 9 of them, real quick with Jonathan Hardoon. John Lindo is standing by as well, Rich Eng and Jerry J's picks. Don't go away. It's Belmont Stakes Day here at the South Point. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Las Vegas. We're going to zip through the racing menu for you today because it is a long racing menu, but of course all of racing fans around the country, whether you're going to your local track or not, are going to be watching the signal from Saratoga, that's for sure. Here's the racing menu. Of course, to remind you, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect out the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, this will be the first post times we roll out on our books. I can tell you, just walked through the book before we started the show and it's already halfway packed. People are coming in, getting ready for the big day at Saratoga. So we begin our menu with Saratoga, early post time there. And remember, first post times are Pacific. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. Don't want you to miss anything. No. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. First post time at Saratoga, 7:45. Looking at the screen, 27 minutes to go. Track fast, turf firm, 14 races. The stakes races will start out in the fourth. That'll be the True North. The Poker will be the fifth, the Suburban will be the sixth, the Ogden Phipps the seventh, the Woody Stevens the eighth, the Jaipur the ninth, the Met Mile will be the 10th, the Manhattan will be the 11th, and the Belmont Stakes will be the 12th race on the card. Post time for the Belmont Stakes Pacific time is 3:41 p.m. They have 14 races today at Saratoga and a multitude of pools to be betting in. Pick fives, pick fours galore. First post time now just 27 minutes away. At 7:45. And then next comes Horseshoe Indianapolis, 10 races, 9 thoroughbreds, 1 quarter horse, and first post time is 7:55. We're going to zip right through these menu if we can. Of course, Parks Racing has 10 races. The PTHA President's Cup is the 9th and featured. Parks Racing's 10-race program starts at 9:05. Laurel Park has 9 races. Their first post time is 9:25. You got Delaware Park, 7 races. First post time is at 9:30. Then after that, you got Belterra Park, 8 races. First post time, 9:35. Look at that menu. Wow, big. Churchill Downs, 11 races. Feature race is the $225,000 Mighty Bow Stakes, 5 furlongs on the turf, 10th race on the card. 11 races at Churchill Downs. Pick 6 jackpot carryover. $155,075. First post time is 9:45 at Churchill, Monmouth Park. Monmouth Park has 10 races. The $100,000 Ladies Secret will be the fifth and feature there of their 10-race card. First post time at Monmouth Park set at 9:50. Then you have Gulfstream Park, 11 races, a couple of $95,000 stakes races, the 4th and 11th. First post time, 9:55, pick 6, Rainbow Jackpot carryover, $386,000. That's $386,000 plus there, $386,748. First post time again, 9:55 at Gulfstream. Then next comes Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine Super High 5 Jackpot carryover, $204,165. They also have a pick six jackpot carryover, $65,755. Their feature race is the $125,000 Fury Stakes for three-year-old fillies, eighth race on the card. Nine races at Woodbine. First post time is at 10:10. Louisiana Downs has seven races. Their first post time with a pick six jackpot carryover of $50,409 is set at 11:45. Hawthorne Racecourse has nine races. First post time, 12:40 at Hawthorne. Then we kick in with Santa Anita. Santa Anita has 10 races. The Summertime Oaks for three-year-old fillies is their seventh race on the card. 10 races in the first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon for Santa Anita. Emerald Downs has seven races from the Great Northwest. First post time is 1:30 at Emerald Downs. Then you have Evangeline Downs. They've got nine races. First post time is 3:20. Charlestown has eight races. Charlestown has a six jackpot carryover, $33,675. 4 p.m. first post at Charlestown. Ditto for Prairie Meadows. Their first post time is 4:30 at Prairie Meadows with a pick five jackpot carryover of $73,474. Three $50,000 stakes races there as well. First post time 4:30 for their eight race card. We wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. They got a pick six jackpot. Just a pick six carryover, not a jackpot. Pick six carryover at Los Al tonight, $68,174. Three thoroughbreds, one mixed breed, five quarter horse races of the nine race card. Their first post time is 6:30. Wow, what a menu on this Belmont Stakes day, but back to Saratoga, that's for sure. Now we go directly to Saratoga, where our handicapper there, Jonathan Nardoon, is standing by. Jonathan, good Belmont Stakes morning to you.
Good Belmont Stakes morning to you, Ralph.
Well, did you look out the window? How's the weather?
I'm a little nervous. I'm looking out the window, and it's starting to get darker. Hopefully, this is, yeah. You know, yesterday, all of a sudden, it was a beautiful day, and out of nowhere came the rainstorm for 15 minutes, but that happens here, and hopefully it does stay away.
Okay, well, right now they are showing 23 minutes to post time. Be mindful of any horses that get in the area, and then they took the off the screen, so I didn't get a chance to read it all. In any case, you got 23 minutes to post time. The three horse is at 8-5, and that is General Partner with Flavian Pratt aboard. And they say track fast, turf firm, looks pretty good there so far. So let's get started with the stakes races. What do you say, Jonathan? We got to get off the schneid here, buddy.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to happen today, Ron.
You got it, my man. Fourth race, the True North, 6.5 furlongs. Even money favorite there is Gun Pilot. Christian Torres aboard.
Yeah, well, he's certainly the horse to beat. He's in top form now, and it's Asmussen, and he came prepared, and this horse is the horse to beat. No question.
All right, we got that. So the fourth race, first of the nine straight stakes races, you've got Gun Pilot, a horse that'll be hard to beat in that one. Remember, by the time we get to the fourth race, there will already be a pick five in the first race, a pick four in the second race, and a mandatory pick five in the third race, and another pick four starting in the fourth race, already started with this fourth race, the True North. All right, now we go to the fifth race, the Poker at a mile on the inner turf course, scratch the five front run, the Fed. That was a big long shot. Anyhow, in this race, you got a 9-5 shot in Casa Creed with Luis Saez, but a lot of handicappers think that this horse might be able to be beat.
Well, the one thing about Casa Creed, Ralph, is he absolutely loves Saratoga. He does his best running here. It's amazing. At the age of eight, he keeps firing good race after good race. The question is, you have the young against the old. Casa Creed's an 8-year-old. Carl Spackler's a 4-year-old who's getting better. You know, they're going to be short. The interesting horse is Mysterious Knight from the Charles Appleby barn. Ah. He's making his first start in this country. He's 10-1. So I'd give a little interest to that. But again, it looks like 2-3, 3-2. the win is coming from there. But if you're looking for a possible upsetter, it would be the one in Mysterious Night.
All right. So we're going to try to at least break up the favorite exacta, but maybe Mysterious Night in that one. All right. The sixth race will be the Suburban. It will start another pick four. And in this race, Scratch the Four, Charge It. Now, Charge It was the second favorite on the morning line at 5-2. The favorite there is Benadoug, or whatever, at 2-1 with Jose Lascano. And they took out the second favorite in the race. So what are we going to do here?
Yeah, the interesting horse to me here, Ralph, is the rail horse, Signator. He's coming off of Lasix, but he's an improving horse. I think he could certainly handle the mile and a quarter distance. He has the advantage from breaking from the inside. It's Javier Castellano for Shug McGee. You're getting 8-1. I think this is the right key in here. I would use the 3, Masquerade, and the 8, Benadoug, with him.
All right. So you you really do like in this race, again, Signator?
Is that the correct? 1, Signator.
Yes. Yeah. And you're going to put him, you'll put him with Benadoug, though.
Yeah, 3-8.
All right, the 3 mask.
On my hookups.
Masquerade. Masquerade is 12-1 on the morning line, so maybe we can get something going there. Seventh race is the Ogden Phipps, Fillies and Mares, 4-year-olds and up, $500,000, grade 1. It is a Breeders' Cup win in your in race. There are 6 in the race, and this will start the pick 6 today. A very competitive race, I think. I know that Idiomatic is 3-5 with Florent Garreau, and I can only say that if Saratoga and the mystique about Saratoga with the graveyard of favorites doesn't come into play, this one ought to be gone in this race. She is really a nice mare.
She really is. She's one of the top horses in the country, Ralph, and she's huge physically. If you look at her next to the other horses, they look like little babies, but she's going to be tough. She's 3-5 and deservedly so.
Give me an exacta. I got to make chicken feathers out of chicken soup out of chicken feathers here.
How about 5-1? The one loves the track, so if you're looking, she may go off somewhat of a price. Remember, Ralph, it's a six-horse field. It's probably going to be 5-6, to tell you the truth. But if I would play the longer of the two exactas, either 5-1 or 5-6,
and of course,
whichever one is longer.
The one is randomized, and the 6 is Raging Sea. But the Idiomatic looks like pretty much a good thing today in the Ogden Phipps. Then we go to the Woody Stevens, 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds, scratch number 8, Vlahos. Vlahos has been scratched, the California Invader there. There'll be 11 left to go. Finally, we get a race that, for all intents and purposes, looks like it's wide open. It'll also start another mandatory pick 5 in this one. And how do you see this race?
I love two horses here, Ralph. I think it's a two-horse race. Bookham Dano, breaking from the inside. This horse has never done anything wrong. Last seen in Dubai, has been freshened up. Irad Ortiz takes the mount. You're getting 9-2. And then you have Prince of Monaco from the Bob Baffert barn. He's been training out of his mind. He's been training lights out. I like a 1-7-7-1 exacta, and I would play the 1. I think he'll be the longer of the two.
Well, I could tell you this, in this race, as I looked at it, you really center on the two horses that really do figure. But in this type of race, I'm going to use some long shots in the second and third spot with the gimmicks. I'm going to throw number 3, Imagination, and number 10, Nutella Fella, which are 10 and 15-1 respectively on the morning line, into the mix. Not to say they might win it, but I am going to put them in the mix, and you just never know. On that turf, not the turf, but the main track there at Saratoga. Man, that thing was fast yesterday.
It certainly was, and the track was certainly playing towards speed. I think they were busy sealing it and opening it up, and because the rains came, so who knows. Hopefully it's somewhat of a fair track today.
All right, as we move to the ninth race, we check the board. It's 16 minutes now to post time for the opener. The 3 is still the betting favorite at 8-5 in the opener at Saratoga. But we get to the ninth race. The ninth race is the $500,000 grade 1 Jaipur at at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course. This is a Breeders' Cup win in your in race, and it is a full field. The also eligibles, numbers 13, 14, 15, and 16, have been scratched. There is a full field of 12 to go that one short, quick turn to the finish line. And in this race, the morning line favorite 2-1 is Cogburn with Irad Ortiz Jr. that had a hell of a day yesterday riding. after almost getting super injured the day before.
And his most likely winner on the card he lost with Roses for Deborah, got beat a nose. So he could have had another one. Anyway, Ralph, I love this race. And this is actually one of my two official radio plays today. I love the number two horse in here, Arzak, a six-year-old from the Mike Trombetta barn. Jamie Torres aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. He's consistent as they come. He fires every time. He likes this track. I like number two, Arzak, to win this year's Jipers Stakes. Now, you got to use hookups here, Ralph. You got to use the six, Star of Mystery, the Charles Appleby horse. You got to use the nine, So Is Summer, who's 20-1 on the morning line, but absolutely loves Saratoga, and obviously the eight. Two was 6, 8, 9.
What about the 12 horse, Mischief Magic, with William Buick aboard?
The other Appleby horse, I think he's got a tough I think he's got a problem from breaking from the 12 post, to be honest with you. I think he's going to be shorter than the 8-1. I would try to beat him.
All right, so you're going to key Arzak, the two horse. And that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is one of his two official plays on the show in the ninth race, the two Arzak, which is at 9-2 on the morning line. You're going to put him with some long shots, the six Star of Mystery, the nine Sosa Summer, and
the eight's not long, but
and
the eight is Cogburn.
The eight is Cogburn, but you got to put the favorite in there, especially if you can beat him with a horse, you know? Okay. So that, by the way, folks, that starts another pick four on the day. Now we go to the $1 million grade one Metropolitan Mile, known to horse players as the Met Mile. At a mile, three-year-olds and up, it's a Breeders' Cup win in your in race. This will be on that unusual configuration at Saratoga. As Jonathan says, they started, it'll be just a one turn, but at the beginning, it'll be angled. It'll be an angled chute before you get to the main track down the backstretch. Right, Jonathan?
The interesting thing is, Ralph, they load the gate backwards. So the 14 post, they start there and they work their way in. They don't break from the rail unless they have 14 horses and have to use it. So they load, again, from the outside in, which is a little unusual. Anyway, it looks like a two-horse race. National Treasure for Baffert, Wide Barrio for Dutro. Wide Barrio likes this track. He ran well here in the past, but I give a slight edge to National Treasure.
All right, so you give National Treasure is the key. Now, there's only six horses in this race, Jonathan. And if you say they're going to break from post, they're going to break from the outside in, then we're looking at the one horse in the race will be actually breaking from post nine.
Yeah, that's the way they do it.
Okay, so nine on out. 9, 10, 11,
the 6,
12,
Wide Barrio breaks from the 14 post. Hoist the Gold will be 13. So that's the way they load them here, and that's the way they run them.
Okay, so the Wide Barrio will break from post 14, but he's actually saddlecloth number 6. There's only 6 in the race. The one horse, Castle Chaos, will break from post 9, representing betting a number 1. So it takes a little bit more of the angle away with when you're outside, right? Okay.
Yes.
And that's the Met Mile. You like National Treasure. I got to tell you, to me, on the morning line, at least in this race, I thought Hoist the Gold was just too big a price at 15-1. This horse is going to be in the mix for a while. I don't know if he's good enough to hang around, but with John Velasquez aboard, if he stays around 15-1, I'm going to use him in my gimmicks, that's for sure.
There you go.
Okay. The 11th race is the Manhattan. It's another $1 million race in a grade one. A mile and 3/16 on the Mellon turf course for four-year-olds and up. And this race has 9 with no scratches. And, of course, we've got Mr. Appleby and Mr. Buick again in this race. It's a stakes race on the grass in America, and you know they've got them. They've got plenty of those horses. So how does this race look as far as the morning line is concerned? Program trading at 5-2 is the morning line favorite, Flavian Proudable.
I'm going to take a shot with a bit of a price here, Ralph. Number 4, Strong Quality, a ridiculous 15-1 on the morning line. This horse is going to be loose on the lead. Come and get me if you can. At the price, number 4, Strong Quality, I think has a shot of upsetting at a big price. Exacta hookups, the 1, I'm Very Busy, the 7, Nation's Pride, and the 9 measured time. King, the 4 and exact is with the 1, 7, and 9.
Now, the 4-horse strong quality, as you said, is catch me if you can, which means you think that this horse can get out and start galloping at a pace where he can get the mile and 3/16 easily on the front end. When the closers start coming to him, you think he's going to have enough left if he can get a nice tempo and nice early lead then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the price is right.
Yeah. Florent Garreau aboard on that one. And then we get to the main event, the $2 million Grade 1 Belmont Stakes at a mile and a quarter, not a mile and a half, but a mile and a quarter on the main track. 10 are entered. No late scratches to this time. You have the Preakness Stakes winner, Seize the Gray, in the race. You've got the Derby winner, Mystic Dan, in the race. You've got Anna Marie, the horse that got molested in the Kentucky Derby. You got Sarah Leone, that was a nose away from winning the Kentucky Derby with a new bit now and a new jockey. And you've got the horse that's getting all the buzz around the racetrack, a horse who's had 2 races in his career, has won those 2 races by a combined over 22 lengths, and Mind Frame, and that's the horse that's breaking from the 10 post with the dangerous Irad Ortiz Jr. on it. Antiquarian, the Peter Pan winner, is in there. Door Knock is looking to bounce back. A Protective is looking to get involved. It's just a darn good renewal of the Belmont Stakes, Jonathan.
It really is, Ralph. It's a terrific race. And the way that I'm attacking the race is I want no Seize the Days. I want no Mystic Den. I want no Antiquarian. All 3 of these horses coming off of big races. Mystic Dan now making his 3rd start in 5 weeks. You know, nice job by Kenny McPeak getting him to be able to make all 3 races, but I just think it's too much on the horse. Seize the Gray caught a sloppy track last time out and had things his own way. I think they're vulnerable, and Antiquarian is another one coming off of a big top. I love Sierra Leone, no big deal. He's going to be the favorite, but he's the most likely winner. I would play exact is with the 2 Resilience, with the 8 Anna Marie, and with the 10 Mind Frame. All over town, you go to the coffee shop, you go to the bagel store, they're all talking about Mind Frame. Everybody thinks he's the second coming. However, it's still only his 3rd career start. He's being asked to go a mile and a quarter. Not so easy. He's been working terrific, so take nothing away from him. But I don't think he's going to beat Sierra Leone. I like the 9 over the 2, 8, and 10.
Okay, now Sierra Leone gets the new jockey, gets the new bit for trainer Chad Brown. This is Chad Brown's hometown. Loved to win this race at Saratoga, the Belmont Stakes, that's for sure. This horse has always shown a great ability and a terrific ability for coming off the pace. But he did have a habit of lugging in. They've worked with him with the new bit. They say it looks pretty promising that they have got that straightened out. And Sierra Leone, of course, with Flavian Pratt aboard, will be the favorite in the race. The horses are now leaving the paddock for the first race today at Saratoga. They've shortened up the post parades now. It's only 7 minutes to post time, and they're just leaving the paddock. So you got 7 minutes for the first of the many pit fives and all the other races that you can have there, that's for sure. Sierra Leone, though, is Jonathan Nardoon's pick to win the 100. And what is it, 56th Belmont Stakes?
Wow. First one at Saratoga.
All right.
Look at it like that.
All right. Now, you have a full sheet for Saratoga, so folks can take a look at all the other races as well. You got a full sheet for Churchill Downs. You got a full sheet for Santa Anita. And you have a full sheet for Gulfstream, for the Gulfstream fans, that's for sure. You have given us one of your 2 official picks today. That official pick, the one at Saratoga, comes back in the 9th race again. But number 2, Arzak. 2, Arzak is an official pick for Jonathan Nardoon at Saratoga. But what about Santa Anita?
10th and final, Ralph. I love the number 8 horse in here, Saint Ignacio, a 4-year-old gelding from the Bob Hess barn. Edwin Maldonado aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Number 8, Saint Ignacio sends you home a winner in today's 10th and final at Santa Anita.
Ignacio with men, Maldonado in the 10th race, the 8 horse. Just say the 8 horse. The 8 and the 10th race, that's Jonathan Hardoon's pick. And Jonathan, just a quick note, did you see that race at Santa Anita yesterday? Wow.
Oh, my goodness, Ralph. I can't recall seeing a finish like that. Not with so many horses on the wire. I've seen triple dead heats, but that was as close to a seven horse dead heat as you're going to get.
No question about that. And when they showed the photo finish, I mean, it was a micro, just a small sliver.
I don't even know how they called the horse a winner. They could have called it dead heat and nobody would have said a word.
Two things that I'm absolutely sure of. Thank goodness the photo finish camera was working. And secondly, I give Alan Bugdahl, who is calling the races this week at San Nito, I have Frank Marimatti, who's doing a great job at Saratoga, is at Saratoga. But, you know, poor Alan. I mean, he was trying to call all these horses at the wire. And at the finish, after the finish, he just said, wow. And so we give
coming off the bench and having to call a race like that.
That's amazing. Yes.
Not an easy thing.
Because I don't think the most seasoned announcers could have done much more better than that. That's for sure. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jonathan. By the way, look out the window now. How's the weather looking right now? Don't do that to me.
A little iffy. Okay.
I'm looking at the racetrack. They've got it cut. So the racetrack, they're on the post parade, and everybody looks good. Nobody's got raincoats on or anything yet.
No.
Okay. Anyhow, thanks a lot for all of your input today, Jonathan. We'll get you off the schneid today with a big day at Saratoga. Again, four sheets available at his website, and we'll just talk about what happens today, tomorrow on the show as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. That, of course, is Jonathan Hardoon with us. We still have Rich Eng. He's standing by along with Jerry Jackowitz picks. And, of course, I got to ask John Lendo about these races, too. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 4 minutes to post time for Saratoga.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. I do want to mention, though, for those of you here in Las Vegas and the people who are listening to us here in Vegas, I want to remind you that we are under an excessive heat warning here. It's already 88 degrees outside right now, and we're going to top off at 107. Wednesday, we're going to kick into 110, so it's going to be quite a while for the heat here. The heat warning is until 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So be aware of that. Stay hydrated if you're here in Las Vegas. I just peeked out at the racebook here. People are filing in. They're getting ready. The racebook will be full. And we've got one minute to post time for the opener at Belmont Park. The three is getting hit heavily again. The three horses, even money on the betting line right now. And now we go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Uh-huh. Well, all I can tell you is it's going to be a hell of a day of racing at Saratoga. Let's just keep the weather. Even when it happened yesterday, it came through. It was heavy for a while, windy for a while, but it lasted for like maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then it was gone, and then everything was fine. If we can just get that type of weather today, there we'll be fine.
Well, I'm glad the weathermen were wrong. Because, yeah. You know, the entire week, the races are so great in Saratoga. The turf races are so great. You want it fast and firm, and we've gotten it.
All right. I'm going to ask your opinion of the Belmont Stakes, and then I'm going to ask you any other stakes race on the card that you're looking forward to, and then we'll get your picks. Belmont?
Yeah, I know you got to squeeze John and Jerry's picks, and yeah. I'll make it quick. In the Belmont Stakes, I went with the 10-horse Mindframe. I mean, in my write-up, in my report, Ralph, this horse kind of looks Flight Line-esque to me, possibly Justify-esque to me. Those two races were so brilliant that it's just hard for a handicapper like me to overlook them. The last speed figure was actually a lot slower than the first speed figure, but that's because the horse won so easily at Churchill Downs. I like Mindframe. I think this horse might be a freak, Ralph.
Well, and not only that, but he's trained by Todd Pletcher, and Todd Pletcher does not do things like this unless the horse really shows him. So that is one thing in his favor, that's for sure. You like Mindframe, the 10 horse in the Belmont Stakes, 12th race on the card. Any other race that you're looking forward to watching and betting?
Well, I'm going to give out two picks on the show, and one of them is at Saratoga in race 8. Mm-hmm. It is the Woody Stevens at 7 furlongs. But I like a 10-to-1 shot, Ralph. You mentioned him as an underneath horse with John Hardoon, but I like him as an on-top horse. It's the number 3, Imagination. It's the other Bob Baffert because, you know, people are going to bet their brains out on a Prince of Monaco. But Imagination, if you take a look at the Preakness PPs, if you can draw a line through that race where the horse just did not handle a racetrack at all, this does not look like the resume of a 10-to-1 shot with the grade one races and the stakes races on it. I'm willing to take a shot at Baffert cutting back in distance to the Woody Stevens on the 3, Imagination, 10-to-1.
All right. In the 8th race, the 3, Imagination, at 10-to-1 on the morning line with Frankie Dettori. The other Bob Baffert in the 8th race, the Woody Stevens, Rich Eng's play at Saratoga. Number 3 in the 8th race. What about Sanita?
Let's go to race number 5, and it's a claiming 10,000. We go from the Woody Stevens to a $10,000 claimer. But let's go with the 2 horse, El Diablo Rojo. I think this horse can get a nice stalking trip and shows good ability to finish. The 10,000 class is certainly his friends. So let's go with the 2, El Diablo Rojo, race 5.
All right, the 5th race, the 2 horse that'll anchor the early pick 4 and early pick 5 at Santa Anita today in the 5th race, the 2. Remember, Richie's got full sheets for Santa Anita and an extensive sheet today at Saratoga right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Richie, good luck at the races today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. Before we go to our break and finish up with John Linda, I'm going to give you Jerry J's plays right now, and we're going to go back to Saratoga. At Saratoga, let's take a look at the Belmont Stakes first. In the Belmont Stakes, Jerry J. likes, in the Belmont Stakes, the 9 Sierra Leone. He likes the 9 Sierra Leone as well. But I could tell you this, Jerry J. has some nice link-ups. He links up the 3 Mystic Dan at 5-to-1, the 4, the Wine Steward at 15-to-1, and the 10, Mindframe, as they say, as well. So in the Belmont Stakes, he'll go for Sierra Leone, but he thinks the Wine Steward is the best of the others as far as a long shot to make the number. It's the 9 over 3, 4, 10, and reverse at Saratoga in the Belmont. His Saratoga selection for today comes earlier in the 11th race. In the 11th race, Jerry J. likes the 3, Curtis. Number 3, Curtis. This horse is 20-to-1 on the morning line with Joel Rosario aboard. Number 3, Curtis, is his top selection. It's a star horse on his sheet as well. The link-ups include the 5, Program Training, the 7, National Pride, and the 8, Far Bridge. So in the 11th race, the 3 over 5, 7, 8, and reverse at Saratoga. Finally, at Santa Anita, Jerry goes to the 6th race there. And in the 6th race at Santa Anita, he likes the 8, Oscar Joy, with the Juan Hernandez aboard. The 8, Oscar Joy in the 6th. The link-ups there are 1, 2, and 5, and reverse. 6th race, the 8 at Santa Anita. The full Jerry J. Power pages for both Santa Anita and at Saratoga today available at his website, jerryjspowerpage.com. When we come back, we're going to finish up with John Lindo, who is sitting in his car ready to go for us. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Belmont Stakes Day. The first race is now in the books. Not yet official. They just ran it. But in the first race, the one, Black Rain from the rail, took the lead and was stalked by the favorite, General Partner, who was in second. Top of the stretch, General Partner put away Black Rain and pulled away in the stretch. It looks pretty good today. The racetrack does for sure. The one did hold on for second in the race, so it looks like the speed at least was prevailing in the first race, which was a one-turn, one-mile race. Time of the race, 1:35.34, and that's the way they finished in the first at Saratoga. Now we go to John Lendo standing by in his vehicle. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. Happy Belmont Day.
Well, I know you're getting ready to get out of that car and take that long walk to the Fairplex Park grandstand for your show today, located, of course, on location at Fairplex Park. But before we get started, I know we've got about, I'd say about 7 minutes left, so maybe we'll do the Chris Berman two-minute drill as far as the stakes races are concerned. The True North is the fourth race. How do you see it?
Yeah, Gun Pilot, if he repeats that win that he had at Churchill Downs in the Churchill Downs Stakes, he's going to win right back. This is a softer field today.
All right, the Poker is the fifth race. Scratch the five, Front Run, the Fed.
It's a good race. I agree with John Hardoon. The value is number one, Mysterious Knight. The one time he raced at Saratoga, they put blinkers on him and he ran off that day. They took him off afterwards. He's a horse, if he can get covered up behind the speed, he's got a chance in here, 10-1. Carl Spackler, the one to beat. Casa Creed, you always have to respect him.
All right, so you guys like the inside three, the 1, 2, and 3 horse there. The price will be the one, Mysterious Knight. The Suburban is next. That's the sixth race. Scratch the four, Charge It. A big scratch there.
Yeah, this is a wide open race. It's a spread race for all the rolling bets. I'm a little lean to Ben Duke. He looks like he's going to love the mile and a quarter. He's kind of a one-paced horse. He'll be close up to the pace, and he's really adapted well to U.S. racing.
All right, so in the sixth race, the Suburban, you like the eight, Ben Duke. The Ben Duke is the play there in the sixth race, but you think it's a wide-open affair, might have to go deep if you're going to start a pick four in that race. All right, the seventh race is the Ogden Phipps, short field, Idiomatic. It looks like a standout.
Yeah, you know, the others all took their shots at her on the comeback last time out at Churchill Downs. She won anyways. It would be a surprise for me to see her get beat. She's just a super filly, and she loves Saratoga.
In other words, the mystique of Saratoga, graveyard of favorites, would be the only thing that she has to overcome today.
Well, you know, things can always happen, but all things being equal, if she's got a chance to turn her for home, she's awful tough to pass, Ralph.
All right, the eighth race is the Woody Stevens at 7 furlongs. This is a good race. Scratch number 8, Vlahos. The horse from California did not go. The 8, Vlahos, is scratched. Wide open affair.
Good gambling race. I'm going to take a shot with Bob Baffert's horse off the layoff, Prince of Monaco. He's trained really, really well in California, getting ready for his comeback. You look at his one-turn races, they're all really good. He's fresh. He's drawn a good post. He'll have to deal with number one, Bookham Dano. You remember he ran so well in the Saudi Cup where he got nailed in the last jump by Forever Young. And Nash comes out of that Pat Day Mile where he ran well. A really good group of horses. I'm going to look with a fresh horse here, Prince of Monaco.
All right, that's the 7 horse in the 8th race. Then we move to the Jaipur, a Breeders' Cup winning. You're in at 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course. Scratch the also eligibles, a field of 12.
Yeah, I was impressed last time by Cogburn's last win. He doesn't have to have the lead, but he'll be on top of the pace. That was a good place to be on that speedy turf course yesterday. Mischief Magic had a couple of bad trips, and you don't see a grade one winner get gelded very often. But they gelded him after that last race, so he must be a real handful. a chance that he improves first-time gelding. And you have Arzak, who's done nothing wrong on the inside, saving ground. He'll be finishing late.
All right, so you think Cogburn, Arzak, and Mischief Magic numbers 2, 8, and 12 are the key horses there. We then move to the Met Mile at $1 million, a grade one at a mile. We now know that they'll be stacking the horses from the very outer starting gate in. It's only a six-horse field. How do you see this?
You know, this is an interesting race in that the two favorites, National Treasure and White of Burial, come back from the Middle East. They don't always come back and fire first time out. They both got speed, and so does Hoist the Gold. If you're looking for an upset, number three, Post Time, is the right horse. He's going to be off the pace. He's got a recency edge on these horses. He'll follow and finish, and he tries every time. I think he's 7-2 on the morning line. If he goes at least that price, I might take a shot and then hope the other ones all hook up early.
All right, so on the Met Mile, you like the three, Post Time, to get the trip and maybe upset the Met Mile, the three in the 10th race. Then the 11th race is the $1 million Manhattan on the Mellon Turf course at 1 3/16, a field of 9 marathon turf horses.
This will be my first radio play, Ralph. Number 9, Measured Time, comes in off a really good try in the Dubai Turf. That's a $5 million race down at Maidan City. This is a softer field. And from an outside post with 1 3/16, he's got time to work his way in and save some ground. I'll trust William Buick to do that. And I just think he's a better horse than these. If I get 7-2 on the morning line, I'll take it. Number 9, Measured Time, race number 11, the Manhattan.
All right, in the Manhattan. I gotta certainly hook up many of the different opinions of other handicappers with the Jerry Star horse, the three horse Kurtz, because if Kurtz gets there, that'll be a nice price for the exotics in the Manhattan. You like the 9, Measured Time. Then we get to the big race, the $2 million Belmont Stakes, 1.25 miles. And we got all the right participants in this race. You got the Derby winner, you got the Preakness winner, and you got a lot of other horses that are very competitive in this race. A deep, very classy field for the Belmont Stakes.
I've thought all along that Sierra Leone is the best horse of this generation, of this class, and, you know, unlucky to lose the Kentucky Derby. Has had time between starts. We know he'll get the 1.25 miles. The key to the race is number 10, Mindframe. He's going to be the one that has to push Seize the Gray and keep him honest early. As long as the pace is honest, Sierra Leone, I think, will make the last run. Flevian Pratt, some change in equipment. As long as he runs straight, he's going to be tough to beat. Mindframe, I don't know how good he is. They're asking an awful lot, but he looks like a nice horse. And a couple of new faces, Antiquarian, I think, has a good chance in here. And Resilience training well, and Bill Mott, you know, put this horse in, and he doesn't enter just to enter, so he's an interesting horse in the race as well. But Sierra Leone for me in the Belmont, Ralph.
All right, the 12th race, you like the 9, Sierra Leone, and you're going to hook him up with the 2, Resilience, the 5, Antiquarian, and the horse that everybody's talking about, the 10, Mindframe, in the Belmont Stakes, the 12th on the card at Saratoga. Want to remind everybody out there, full Linda Report sheets for both Saratoga today and Santa Anita available right now. Only in one place here in Las Vegas, Nevada, that is here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary of the South Point, because they love horse players here, and the book is loading up right now. One final thing, we'll get your official pick at Santa Anita, and then we'll let you go.
9th race today at Santa Anita, the maiden, number 7, Petite Ange, faces winners because it's a starter allowance where she cannot be claimed. There's some suspect speed in here. She draws an outside post. She'll be dead fit coming out of a couple of longer races. I think she makes the last run. She's 10-1 on the program. I'm going to take a shot, number 7, Petite Ange, race number 9, Santa Anita.
9th race, Santa Anita, number 7, Petite Ange. The 7 in the 9th at Santa Anita is John Lindo's official pick on the show for Santa Anita. And again, sheets for Saratoga and Santa Anita right now here at the South Point, free of charge. Want to remind everybody out there to enjoy the Belmont Stakes. Our wishes here at the Race Day Show always is everybody get around the track safe and in good shape and healthy, and let the competition begin, that's for sure. It already began in the first race at Saratoga. The winner, General Partner, paid $4.10 to win there, and he had Flevian Pratt aboard. Well, it's been an interesting Belmont show. I want to thank you so much, John, for getting there and taking enough time in your automobile with us today. Go enjoy yourself. Your show is next, right?
We're on at 9 o'clock, thoroughbredla.com, and we'll be broadcasting live right here from the Derby Room, which is a satellite facility. at Fairplex Park, so I'm just a stroll away from a wagering window.
All right, you got it, my man. One more thing to say. Say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilotto at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.